What's up, guys? My name's Tom. I'm an alcoholic.
My sobriety dates are April 12th, 2012. Holy shit, it sounds different up here. Sorry. I have a sponsor. I am currently looking for sponsees. I have a home group. It's Monday Night Madness. It's at 7:30 at 3333 on Mondays. I'm a little nervous right now. All right, what it was like, what happened, what it was like now. Let's see. For me, I guess it could be kind of a genetic thing. I don't know if everybody here believes that, but I was born in La Mesa, California, to two heroin addict parents. So I was adopted at birth, which obviously that's something that could possibly make me feel different as well. Let's see. Other than that, I had a pretty normal childhood. I grew up in Arizona. Not poor, not rich, just kind of middle class. You know, I was always not really given what I was wanted, but I always got what I needed. So nothing too different there. You know, I played a lot of sports growing up. Really into football. let's see. My first drink was when I was 14 years old. My parents had a cabin up in the mountains of Arizona. My dad had a lot of beer, and he didn't like the beer, so he decided to give me and my brother the beer. And we got pretty toasted. Not going to lie, I did have fun that night. No real consequences. Didn't really feel like shit the next morning or nothing. Sorry, I'm not supposed to cuss here, am I? Let's see. After that, it slowly kind of progressed to where I was smoking pot and drinking almost every weekend. Started popping pills and everything like that. You know, just kind of high school, but I was taking high school to the next level. Started being an everyday thing, coming drunk to class, high to class, buying Xanax lunch or whatnot. I don't know, everything. Started doing a lot of drugs. That was sophomore year, and I was drinking daily at least. Decided to become an entrepreneur also, I guess is what you want to call it. Decided that wasn't for me. I decided it was too much a possibility of getting in trouble, so I decided to transport it instead. anyway, I'm trying to make everything short here because there's a lot of stuff to put in 15 minutes. Anyway, by like senior year, I was pretty much falling off the deep end. I mean, I had a 3.2 GPA through high school till senior year, and it dropped my GPA for all of high school down to a 2.8 or something. Obviously, my parents, they knew I was, you know, smoking pot and everything, but they didn't know really the extent of it all. Anyway, I knew college wasn't going to be a good idea for me, so I started looking into other options, and I knew I kind of needed some discipline in my life or else I was going to fall off the deep end. Actually, I'd already fallen off the deep end, but I didn't think I did. So I decided to look into the military, and what was it, October 11th, 2008. I went to Marine Corps boot camp. I had joined the Marine Corps Reserves. And, you know, boot camp was a good idea. After that, it was kind of just a big frat, but everyone's testosterone out. Let's see. Yeah, so that's when my first like real consequences started coming. After I got out of boot camp, I went to my MCT. Nothing really happened there, but when I went to my MOS school, me and a roommate. My roommate was 22, so if we went out of town, I would just pay him, buy his drink, and I would buy my own drink. And, you know, we'd get pretty sloshed. And one time we were coming back on base, and the staff duty ended up catching us coming back on base, drunk. And what's funny, well, I guess it's not really funny, it's kind of sad. By that time, I was already so used to being that drunk that I was like the only one that could kind of talk straight to the staff duty, which is kind of sad when you got a 22-year-old next to you, he's just like pretty much falling down, and he drank probably just as much as you. Anyway, so I got a underage drinking, a non-rec for 6 months for promotion, and I was actually supposed to pick up my promotion the next day. So I ended up getting non-rec for 6 months and not picking up for another 6 months. So I, that didn't stop me really. I just didn't get caught again while I was at MCT or MOS school. And then I got back to Arizona because that's where my reserve unit was. I'm going to backtrack a little bit here. And I'm not bringing this up as like, oh, look at me. But while I was in my MOS school, they had us go on like a break. And we got to go home for a weekend. And my parents had this whole thing lined up that I was going to go skydiving. So I went back. We were going out to go skydiving, and I ended up taking some shrooms, which, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of fun, but the sad part is that I couldn't even go home and go skydiving, like, this really intense thing, and I had to make it more intense. Like, that's retarded. And, right? But, so, I mean, that was fun, but, I mean, it's just sad that I got to do that, you know? Anyway, I didn't get in trouble for it or nothing, so there was no consequences there. But fast forward again, back to where I came back to my reserve unit. I actually got out of the MOS school and everything like that. And I ended up almost getting a DUI. Actually, in Arizona, it's an extreme DUI, which Arizona laws, if you get anything over a .15, it's an extreme DUI, and you automatically get 2 weeks in jail. And I got caught behind the wheel, and I blew a .176. And my passenger, which was like a good friend of mine, blew a .001, and my brother, who was in the back seat, blew a .0000. So, first of all, the cops were like, "Why were you driving out of everybody there?" And I was like, "Cause it's my Camaro." But anyway, I got very, very lucky. I still count it as a consequence, but I got lucky. They gave me an MIC because I was also underage at the time. And they put my brother in the driver's seat. So all I had to do was go to a alcohol class or something, and that's how bad it was. I didn't even remember what my consequence really was. Anyway, after that, I just started right back to where I was, pretty much. Right after I got back to my reserve unit, I went back to my old job. I started doing everything that I used to do, except I started living on my own. So it kind of, you know, tenfold. Let's see. How much time do I got left? 5 minutes? All right. Anyway, let's see. After that, the next thing that stands out in my mind is I got a MIC, or actually not MIC, a drunk in public on St. Patty's Day on Mill Avenue at ASU. The screwed up thing about that was that I went to go do my consequence, or they had me do some community service hours, and I ended up popping Xanax and drinking for the community service hours. So obviously I wasn't learning anything. Anyway, the thing that got me into the program was I started getting into heroin, and I was drinking every day and all that, and my parents ended up telling me that, because I ended up getting kicked out of an apartment, so I ended up moving back into their house. They told me that I needed to stop or else I was going to get kicked out of their house. So first couple times doing that, I was like, I got this. Obviously, I didn't. Third time, I was like, all right, I give up. We'll do this. But, you know, I wasn't really trying. I just figured I'd appease them. So I ended up going to an outpatient, and I was sober for like a week. So they ended up finding out that after the three-month outpatient and the money that they just spent, that I had just basically wasted it all, and they told me I needed to go to a inpatient treatment. So I went to a three-month inpatient treatment up in Tennessee, where it was in the Smoky Mountains, where it was like almost impossible to get drunk, but still I found a way to get drunk. There was a fire on the mountain, and they brought us to a hotel, and I ended up getting drunk in the hotel. But that, to me, I see that as my turning point, because that was where, like, it almost, like, it clicked in my head that I was like, holy crap, like, I can go to this place that's impossible to get drunk at, and the first chance I get, I'm going to get drunk. And, you know, they luckily decided to let me stay there. And, you know, I kind of never looked back. They told me to go to I started taking all their suggestions. They told me to go to a halfway house. They told me to go to the three places they gave me. I chose Tampa here, and, you know, I'm grateful for that. And moved into the halfway house. First day I got here, I got a sponsor. Within, I think it was 3 or 4 months, I had worked the steps. And now I work. I'm a mechanic by trade. I was a mechanic in the Marine Corps. And now I work at a dealership, a Honda dealership, as a mechanic. And I've had the opportunity to make an attempt to get someone through the steps, but they ended up moving into the house, and I'm actually a manager of that house right now. So I couldn't sponsor him anymore. But, you know, this program has saved my life. I don't know how much time I got left. Am I, like, done? 3 minutes? All right. Yeah, this program has pretty much saved my life. And, you know, without this whole fellowship and everybody in it, I probably wouldn't be standing here right now. So that's all I got.